What was the focus of your presentation?
The focus was just to give the citrus producers an update on cost share available to them, particularly focused on irrigation and nutrient management.
What is the update?
Yeah, the update is we're offering cost share in 4 soil and water conservation districts, and essentially anything that would help them manage their nutrient and irrigation better, to help them be more efficient. Hopefully it would help strengthen their bottom line, but also help them protect and save water.
Yeah, it seems like kind of a win-win for everybody if they enroll in something like that.
Yeah, I agree. It would be a win-win for, I think, the ag producers to enroll in this, because not only would it help them protect and save water, it helps them be more efficient, which ultimately affects their bottom line. And then the other thing it does is those that are not in agriculture, it basically helps protect and save water that they might have access to or need of.
At the very end, you had some up there. I missed a piece of it. Mobile irrigation labs, and you're looking for people, or what was, you could inform them afterwards where to find them?
Yeah, mobile irrigation labs are a service that we and also USDA and water management districts help support. And basically what they do is go to a producer's operation and evaluate the irrigation systems and then make recommendations on how the system can be more efficient.
Waters of the USA is a big discussion all over the country. I'm from California, and we're right, talking about it too. What do you guys, what's your feeling about it? I'm sure I know what it is, but.
Okay. Yeah, the Waters of the U.S. proposed rulemaking the EPA has out now has the potential to just devastate Florida agriculture. And the reason I say that is the definitions that they have that would enlarge the jurisdictional waters in Florida could potentially just have a tremendous economic impact, and it would basically provide or require ag producers to get a permit to do lots of things they're already doing now on their operations.
A lot of groups, are filing on their own, but if some individual wants to, they need to contact somebody and get their message out there as well.
Yeah, as far as the Waters of the U.S. and providing comments, EPA is accepting comments until October 20th, and would encourage, certainly the ag associations will provide comments, Department of Agriculture will, but it would encourage individual producers to contact your congressman, your senator, also submit comments through the EPA website